Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Rick Matheson. Rick is the author of The On-Demand Brand, and we're talking about the what he calls three small business marketing
digital
trends.
Marketing trends for 2014.
For 2014, yeah. Social, mobile, and video.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that you've been seeing that big companies are getting into this too, and I know that you've been observing like some of the things that are going to be happening at the Super Bowl. Tell us about some of the things you're seeing with this.
Oh, yeah. So Super Bowl continues to amaze. The last few years we've seen brands bringing new digital technologies to their Super Bowl advertising. Obviously, it's known as the Ad Bowl in the industry because
right.
It's where all the big brands show all their great ads. And last year, I think it was, we had the Coca-Cola Polar Bears who were responding in real-time social media.
I love the Polar Bears.
Yeah, I do too. Well, this year, it's really no different. You're going to see really some interesting digital plays here. Doritos, of course, is going to have its Crash the Super Bowl annual contest. There are five finalists. These are consumer-created advertisements that people vote on, and the winner gets to work on the set of the next Avengers superhero movie, Avengers Age of Ultron. But sort of on the latest sphere, you see Pepsi. Has AR apps, augmented reality apps, available on its cans right now.
Huh.
So this is an app that you download. It's an augmented reality app that you scan. And when you download it, it enables you to shoot selfies with your mobile phone with your favorite NFL players to show that you're a fan enough.
Oh, no.
Which I think is just a great feature.
Deliver me from selfies, Rick.
Just
when we needed more narcissism, we come up with selfies, right?
Yeah, now you're going to be with your favorite football player.
Yeah.
And then H&M, the clothing retail brand, they are running a 30-second spot during the second quarter of the game that actually allows folks with certain Samsung smart TVs to actually be able to purchase David Beckham bodywear through their remote control. So they literally
I'm feeling that David Beckham's bodywear is not going to look the same on me as it is on him.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I'm almost a little afraid to know what.
I wonder if David Beckham's dad has any bodywear that for sale. But so what can small businesses take away from this?
Well, you always have to be looking for innovation. I mean, obviously, these are big brands with giant budgets, and small companies are not going to be able to do the same thing. But they can look at these convergent trends in social, mobile, and online video to capitalize it on themselves.
But you know, Rick, there was a time in my lifetime when you're right. The big companies could do this stuff, and it would take millions of dollars, and we'd enjoy it, and then go back to our little backwater mom-and-pop businesses, right? But today, they do this stuff, and we can do variations on those themes.
Definitely.
And that's what you're talking about.
Yes. I mean, so over the last year, I think, the social media as we've known it, where you're kind of placing some text and that kind of thing, has actually been kind of a loser for small businesses.
A lot of small businesses, we polled them on this, Rick. Most small businesses still haven't, even the ones who've been diligent in developing and executing a strategy are having a hard time finding the ROI.
Yes. There was a Manta survey done that said only 39% of small businesses are saying that they get any kind of ROI from social media, and 61% are saying that they are not.
Yeah.
And I think what it is, small businesses are going to have to ask them, instead of saying, how do I get into social media, they're going to have to ask themselves, why? Why do I get into social media? What is it that I want to get out
of it? Which includes making sure that you know how to measure it.
Exactly.
Because social media is not like a call to action. Social media is more like brand building than call to action, isn't it?
Yes. It's brand building and starting to build a connection with
yep.
your audience.
Yep.
And that's kind of where I was getting at with this idea of these sort of converging trends. You know, you combine what has been social media and new trends in online video, and you start to get something that might be interesting for small businesses. I don't really care how small your company is or how small your budget is. People respond to calls for action to video at an increasing rate. Our own agency recently sent out some new business email blasts with a link to a video case study as a as well as regular text-based studies.
Right.
69% of the response was to the video case
study. People like video, and I've been telling my audience for years now, ever since the first, you know, webcam kind of came out, and I've been telling them for a long time, you know, and YouTube became available to everybody.
Yep.
I've been telling them, you know, you need to start doing some videos, and don't worry about production value, because humanity, Rick, will trump production value for a small business, won't it?
Completely. You know, what's really working right now, even if it's just, you know, literally pulling out that handy cam, are explainer videos, walking people through
right.
what it is that you do.
This is how you take the blade off of your lawnmower before you sharpen it.
Right. It used to be that, you know, it was almost like you were worse if you know, bad video was worse than no video.
Right.
Not true
anymore. It's not true anymore. Now, you gotta have good quality sound. I would invest in good sound. And you know, you got cameras that are going to... But when I say production value, don't worry that you don't have a bunch of opening, closing, and you don't have a bunch of graphics popping up. That's not important for a small business, is it?
Completely. People prefer very timely, helpful information.
See, folks, you can approximate what these big companies do in your Super Bowl. You don't have to go to, we don't play in their Super Bowl anyway. You got your own Super Bowl to play in. You can do this stuff. It's available. It's not expensive either. Rick Matheson, and I'll be right back after these messages. Until, I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.